آپ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر
ہیں۔ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہمارا پوڈ کاسٹ اور ووڈ کاسٹ آپ کے لیے آج لے کر آیا ہے ایک ایسے مہمان کو جو بڑی منفرد قسم کی خدمات پاکستان میں انجام دے رہے ہیں اور اس وقت یہاں آسٹریلیا میں موجود ہیں، اور میں چاہوں گا کہ وہ اپنا تعارف خود اپنے طور پر ہم سے کروائیں۔ یہ ہیں مسٹر ڈینیل، جو اس وقت پاکستان سے آسٹریلیا کے دورے پر آئے ہوئے ہیں۔ مسٹر ڈینیل،
السلام علیکم۔
السلام علیکم۔ وعلیکم السلام، ہاؤ آر یو
ڈوئنگ؟
چلیے، اب میرے ناظرین تو مجھے بہت ڈانٹیں گے کہ میں اردو پروگرام کا ہو کے انگلش میں بول رہا ہوں اور آپ انگلش والے گیسٹ ہیں اور اردو میں بول رہے ہیں۔
معاف کیجیے لیکن یہ میرے اردو کمزور ہے۔
ہاں، لیکن آپ کا کام بڑا مضبوط ہے۔ آئی نو دس ناٹ ویری ایزی فار یو، ایز یو مینشن ان دا بگننگ، ٹو اسپیک کنٹینیوسلی ان اردو۔ واٹ از یور ورک آن واٹ یو آر ڈوئنگ ان آسٹریلیا ہیئر؟
ویل، فرسٹ آف آل، تھینک یو ویری مچ فار انوائٹنگ می ٹو یور پروگرام۔ اینڈ ایز آئی سیڈ، آئی واز بورن ان کینیڈا and I grew up there, but I've been living and working abroad for the last 50 plus years, and out of these 39 I've been in Pakistan in the field of education to train teachers. And in the last 30 years plus, I met a gentleman by the name of Richard Giri America se inke pele beta ke gunga bera. He became deaf through acute meningitis, so that transformed his entire life. As you can imagine, it was a tragedy to find out that your toddler becomes deaf. So he met a very wise man who said, Richard, you're seeing this tragedy from like an embroidery or carpet from the backside. It doesn't make any sense, all these threads of different colors. But if you can flip it, you can see a beautiful embroidery or beautiful carpet. So if you can change your attitude and you can turn this tragedy into a triumph. So Richard took this very wise advice to heart and transformed his life and went around setting up different educational institutions across different countries. And all that he has learned from this one deaf child, he has been teaching others. So he came to Pakistan for a short project. Fir hum, we met in Karachi, and now we have founded the Deaf Reach program. You can find us in Pakistan on deafreach.com. And now we fast forward 30 years later, we have a very wide network of schools, training center, colleges, and small schools all across Pakistan, serving more than 3,200 deaf children. In our 9 large hub schools, we call them hub schools because they serve as training center for the new project that we have started. So some of our large schools are in Karachi, Hyderabad, Dondolayar, Sujawal, Nawabshah, Sakar, and then we moved to the Punjab. I moved to the Punjab in 2020 to be able to set up the Deaf Reach network across the Punjab. And now we have also a school in Lahore, a hub school in Jhelum, and more recently we opened also a very large school in Nowshera. And in April of this year, we will be starting a school in Quetta. And a lot of these school buildings are in partnership with the government. We are a public-private partnership where the government give us the building. And then with a local donation, then we're able to set them up and run them. And we pick and drop our students from a 50-kilometer radius of our schools. For example, if you know the geography of Upper Sindh, for example, we pick and drop our children from Panuakil, from Kherpur, from Pir Jogod. Now we have a small school in Pir Yalo. And it gives education from KG to college. Lunch, uniform, books, trained teachers. And Rehan, you can imagine the trauma of a parent who has a deaf child and they can't communicate with each other.
How challenging it is for a countryman like Pakistanis to convince them to accommodate into the society in a positive way?
Well, we're very happy to share that majority of the people really want to help, really want to support, but they just don't know how. So at Deaf Reach, we were able to share our project with first the local community who benefits from that. And then we were able to also approach the business community, and they come on board. For example, we're talking about 2008, where KFC became our first employer of the deaf. Mr. Richard, the founder of Deaf Reach, challenged the owner of the franchise to hire deaf employees. So they took the plunge, And in 2008, they opened their first outlet in University Road in Karachi, where all the employees, imagine you, Rehan, all the employees are deaf, except their manager who was hearing. So how do you order your chicken? Well, you get the same service. There's a signboard that says this outlet is operated by our hearing impaired employees, or the program is called Hearing with Heart. And it became such a success that to this day, KFC has hired 350 deaf employees across the country. And that encouraged other companies in any sector, whether it be textile, banking, food, to hire deaf employees. And we try to bridge the gap to provide this employment. And it's working very well. And Pakistani people are very helpful.
I can understand that's the deaf children who are now growing up and they're reaching to the higher school, to the college, to the university, and they are becoming a productive workforce for the country and the region. How challenging it is to hire the and engage the staff, how people are trained to communicate and teach with them?
Oh, well, we have a program called it Deaf Employment Program, where when we link with a company, we actually go and give training in Pakistan Sign Language to the managers to give them an orientation, understand the deaf community. I think you see, Rehan, if we can see the deaf people not as a handicap group of people, but as a minority group with a different language. Dekho, meri Pakistan kini zuban hai? Kashmiri, Hindko, Potwari, Seraki, Mukhtalif Zaban, Ar Pachas Milek Nia Zaban Sharu. So if we see the deaf people with just a different language, that if we provide education in their native language, which is sign language, which is available now as on a phone app called Pakistan Sign Language. It's available also on the internet called psl.org.pk. You will find thousands of videos for any industries, any form of communication that will help you bridge the gap between what we call the hearing world and the deaf world.
معزز سامعین و ناظرین, اس وقت ہمارے ساتھ ڈینیل مارک موجود ہیں اور وہ ایک بہت بڑا اور مختلف کام کر رہے ہیں. پاکستان جیسے ملک میں وہ سماعت سے محروم بچوں کے لیے اسکول چلا رہے ہیں اور ان کے پاس اس وقت ہزاروں بچے رجسٹرڈ ہیں, اور نہ صرف بچے بلکہ بڑے بھی ان کے لیے ٹرینڈ کیے جا رہے ہیں تاکہ وہ ان کے ساتھ کمیونیکیٹ کر سکیں, انہیں پڑھا سکیں, اور ان بچوں کو بڑا ہونے کے ساتھ ساتھ روزگار کی فراہمی کے لیے بھی وہ کام کر رہے ہیں. ہم انہی سے اس وقت بات چیت کر رہے ہیں, اور ہمارا یہ پوڈ کاسٹ ایس بی ایس آڈیو پر بھی موجود ہے. اس کے علاوہ ایس بی ایس اردو کے انسٹاگرام پیج اور فیس بک پیج کے ساتھ ساتھ ایس بی ایس ساؤتھ ایشیا کے اردو یوٹیوب چینل پر بھی آپ اس ویڈیو کو دیکھ سکیں گے. Daniel, coming back to your visit in Australia, what are you doing in here and what is your expectation? Which cities are you traveling to?
I'm here because a company based in Adelaide was sponsoring some of our students, and they invited me to visit Australia 2 years ago. And now our goal is to create more awareness amongst the Pakistani community. So I will be here for 2 to 3 weeks and I'll visit Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and after our podcast, I'm going to Hobart to meet the Pakistani community there and to give presentation and make them aware of what's happening in Pakistan with the deaf community and how it is transforming the lives, not only the deaf community, but also of the hearing community who are learning to interact with them.
I will take you back a little bit into the first interaction with the Pakistanis. When you were very young, probably. You are still very, very young. So how you landed up in Karachi initially?
Well, I work with some friend in a different country. And when they moved to Pakistan, they said, why don't you come and visit us? And they were very insistent. And to this day, they're still, Francis and Maria, they're still in Pakistan. They've been there for 40 years. There's just something when you come to Pakistan, the Mehman Nawazi just capture you. And they don't let you go. You know, when you're a Mehman in somebody's house, you have to ask ijazat.
जी
इजाजत इजाजत मेहरबानी इजाजत बट दे नॉट गिविंग मी इजाजत सो वी आर स्टिल इन अ वे प्रिजनर्स ऑफ द मेहमान नवाजी
तो थोड़ा सा हटके मैं ये भी पूछूंगा कि पाकिस्तान की मेहमान नवाजी की जब बात आती है तो पाकिस्तानी आम और पाकिस्तानी बिरयानी इन सब का एक बड़ा ट्रेंड चल रहा होता है वहां पे आप इतने स्लिम अपने आप को किस तरह रख पाए हैं इस तमाम खानों की बहुतात के दरमियान में और कौन से खाने आपके पसंदीदा
ओह आई लाइक द स्वीट गुलाब जामुन
गुलाब जामुन
ओह दिस वाज माय फेवरेट यस
एंड व्हाट अबाउट द सम अदर
बिरयानी यू नो समबडी सेड इफ यू फियर blind person and you end up in any airport of the world you know you're in Pakistan because when you land at Lahore airport it smells biryani everywhere
yeah okay that's right and coming back to the serious note about these deaf children
so deafness is not curable but it can be prevented in some ways because 50% let's just say give or take 50% are curable meaning if you have preventable sorry If you have a hearing if you have a ear infection, and it can be treated in time, then it doesn't have to affect your hearing. You don't have to have a hearing loss. Or if you live in a Gaon, and your child has a Bukhara, you're not going to go to the big city. You just let the fever pass, and then you find out that your child has meningitis or typhoid. So that's can be preventable. The other side is. Not curable in that way because it's a recessive gene. So if you want to know more about deafness, you can go and Google deaf, what is deafness, made by DeafReach, and you will see a short documentary that'll give you all the details.
Coming back to your school, because Pakistan is a large country and there are lots of rural areas as well. Dehat hain, kasbe hain, choti-choti jagahon pe. Your schools are also operating and try to reach out to the remote communities. How you are getting the access to the regional towns?
By setting up large schools in larger cities, and now they're established, the teachers are trained, the curriculum is developed. In 2024, we've piloted a project which we call satellite schools. And what it is that the deaf community has, and some of them were former students, reached out to us. They say, I'm one of your graduate. I'm back in my Gaon. Choti Gaon, lekin ki takriban 15-20 bache. And I'm teaching them, can you please help me set up a proper schools? So in 2024, we set up 9 of these schools in Sindh and in the Punjab and in Palandri in AJK. And it was a very successful project. And the Pakistani diaspora in America funded enough to start 41 schools. So now we have 50 satellite schools in smaller towns.
50 satellite
15,
schools?
15, 50.
Pachas.
In Sindh, we have 16, 18 now in the Punjab, places like Chichiwatni, Titi Singh, Akora, Saiwal, and all over the country. And it's going so well that we are planning to open another 40 such schools in the next 18 months.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about future plans in there, but interestingly, you pointed out about the diaspora living overseas, like also in Australia. What is the process you adopt that's your actual funding which you are getting from sponsors and into the fundraising and via different venues actually able to reach how much percent is actually reaching to the schools
very good hum gorao lekin ki DeafReach is a Pakistani based organization and Pakistani funded organization 80% comes from the local community within Pakistan the private sector, some of the government, some of the zakat, and 20% comes from the diaspora in different countries. DeafReach is registered in the US, it's registered in the UK, it's registered in the UAE, and it's now registered in Australia, so that people can reach us and support the schools from there.
And what your expectation from the Australian diaspora?
Very good. मेहमान नवाजी पाकिस्तान से यहाँ से भी सेम है
लेकिन यहाँ आपको उस लेवल की बिरयानी नहीं मिल रही
There's enough biryani to go around.
Yeah, okay. Very challenging job which you are engaged in. People are interested in your work and want to know more about it. What is the best way where they will go?
Well, if they are in Pakistan or if they want to see within Pakistan, they can go on deafreach.com. Within Australia is deafreach.org.au. And if they're in America, is deafreach.na. So they can find out all the information available there. They can also download our phone app to learn sign language, which is Pakistan Sign Language. Bahut bahut shukriya aapka, Rehan, for having me on your program today. And I wish the Pakistani community of Australia in advance Ramadan Mubarak. And I look forward to meeting you. Do reach out and we'll be able to meet each other and tell you more of some of the amazing things that's going on in Pakistan.
I just want to check, what is this badge?
Actually, sign language is not universal. It's unique to every country. So, but there's one international sign, which I think is very beautiful and which actually really reflects the heart of the Pakistani community around the world. And it's the only international sign. And it's an acronym for I, L, and Y. So all three together is I love you. It's a greeting sign for the deaf community. Say, main bahut kuch aap se milkar dobara milenge, tata, bye bye, Allah Hafiz.
Mauzin Nazin aur Samain, abhi aap Daniel Mark ki humse baatcheet sun rahe the, jo Pakistan mein samaj se mehroom bachchon ke liye schools chalane ka beeda uthaye hue hain aur is waqt Australia aaye hue hain.
SBS South Asian. Keep up to date with what's happening in your community.
Thank you for tuning in.
Assalamu alaikum Australia. Main hoon Fawad Khan aur aap sun rahe hain SBS Radio.
Main hoon Rehan Alvi aur aap hain SBS Urdu ke saath.
Aaj kuch khaas hai.
SBS South Asian. Your news from here and hits from home.
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए.